Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. In Washington, a late-night vote averting a government shutdown. The Senate overwhelmingly approving the House's short-term spending bill, funding the federal government into the new year, with no wait this time for Israel and Ukraine. Violent clashes in Washington at the Democratic National Committee headquarters. A massive protest late last night calling for an Israel-Hamas ceasefire. Some members of Congress had to be evacuated, including California Congressman Brad Sherman.
Neither side, neither the right nor the left, should engage in criminal behavior, attack police, or even disrupt other people's meetings.
Six officers hurt, one arrest made so far. The Israeli military says its soldiers are still inside Gaza's largest hospital, the Al-Shifa Medical Facility, finding weapons, body armor, and other evidence that they say proves it was serving as a Hamas command center. This is ABC News. AAA now predicting around 4.7 million of us will fly for the Thanksgiving holiday, up more than 6% from last year. Britain's new foreign secretary making his first trip to Ukraine.
The face is new, the message the same, as former Prime Minister Cameron visits a Ukrainian leader. For Zelensky, it's an important reminder that his war continues despite events in the Middle East.
Thank you for coming. It's very important. Now, you know, the world is not focused on the situation or on our battlefield and in Ukraine.
Cameron repeated the "for as long as it takes" slogan, pledging UK moral, economic, and military support, despite defense claims in London that Britain has nothing left militarily to donate. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Watching and waiting in Iceland for a volcano to blow its top. Officials around one evacuated town giving residents 5 minutes to race in, grab what they could, and get back out. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Football season is back, and no matter which home team you root for, there's one thing everyone in the Midwest can agree on. If you're tailgating or grilling at home, nothing beats a freshly baked Village Hearth bun. An old-fashioned hot dog bun is the perfect accompaniment for a brat or a hot dog and all the toppings your little heart desires. And for the best burgers, you just can't beat the Village Hearth classic bun. So head to the store and pick up some Village Hearth buns. The weekend is almost here.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's a run on new opportunities for high-speed internet in rural Wisconsin. The state has $42 million worth of grants to give out, but the number of applications it got asked for more than 221 million. More than 251,000 locations in Wisconsin still lack service, and about as many have internet that's below current standards. The Public Service Commission will now start poring over the applications. People who help their older and disabled loved ones at home for no money are asking for help from the state of Wisconsin. Martha Cranley is director of AARP Wisconsin.
Each year, Wisconsin's unpaid family caregivers provide about 538 million hours of care to their parents, spouses, and partners, and they do it for no pay.
A bill called the CARE Act would require hospitals to work with caregivers to make sure they're getting what they need. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, November 25th, it is Hometown Holiday in Glidden, featuring things such as the Santa Run at the Jacobs Town Hall from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Barry Crafty Kids Corner and Fun Zone held at the Assembly of God Church from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's even a Meet with Santa from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. with free kids goodie bags until they are gone. Again, that is Saturday, November 25th in Glidden.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Timothy Tim Lee Salisbury, age 70 of Phillips, passed away on Friday, October 6th, of complications from a stroke that he had in April of 2018. He is survived by his wife, Lynn, by his three sons, Todd of Hillsboro, Wisconsin, by Travis of Oshkosh, and by Troy of Wanakee. Survived also by eight grandchildren, along with his siblings, John of Idaho Falls, Idaho, Jeff of Abbotsford, by Mary Jo Palmore of Tucson, Arizona, and by Carol Roman of Puerto Pensco, Sonora, Mexico. Survived also by several sisters-in-laws, nieces, and nephews. A celebration of life for Tim will be held next summer, 2024. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Timothy Tim Lee Salisbury, age 70 of Phillips. David Dean Rose, age 79, Park Falls, died on Monday, November 13th at his home. He is survived by his three children, John Rose of Colfax, Joe Rose of Plymouth, Minnesota, and Heidi Pipcorn of Elk Mound. Further survived by seven grandchildren, by his brother, Paul Rose of Butternut, and by his sister, Judy Peterson of Park Falls. Survived also by his special niece, Molly, and many other nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Butternut on Monday, November 20th at 1 p.m. Reverend John Dietz will officiate. Visitation to be held at the church Monday from 12 noon until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family This has been the funeral notice for David Dean Rose, age 79, Park Falls. Bernice Helen Polachek passed away peacefully on November 8th at the Northern Lights Care Facility in Washburn, Wisconsin. She is survived by her husband of 67 years, Joseph, by her children, Mark Polachek, Brian Polachek, Gerald Polachek, and Janine Dobson, survived also by 10 grandchildren, by 18 great-grandchildren, and by her brother, Raymond Voken. Memorial services to be held 12 noon on Saturday, November 18th at the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home located in Phillips. Visitation to be held 1 hour prior to the service at the church. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Bernice Helen Polachek. Dorothy M. Pishka, 92, formerly of Prentice, passed away the morning of November 11th at Aspirus Wausau Hospital after a short illness. She is survived by her four children, Shelley Lewandowski of Mosinee, by Michael Pishka of Wausau, by Mark Pishka of Rothschild, and by Sharon Weeks of Mosinee. Survived also by her grandchildren, by her great-grandchildren, by her siblings, Betty Carlson, Helen Best, by Sharon Jilka, and by Jack Collander. Survived also by her sisters-in-law. Memorial service will be held 11 a.m. on Saturday, November 25th, at the First Baptist Church in Prentice. Visitation beginning at 9:30 a.m. and continuing until the time of the service at the church. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Dorothy M. Pishka, 92, formerly of Prentice. Bernice M. Watland, age 100 of Park Falls, died on Monday, November 13th at Marshfield Hospital in Minocqua. She is survived by her two daughters, Nancy Lee Nelson of Westfield, and by Coralie Erickson of Minocqua. Survived also by five grandchildren, by seven great-grandchildren, and by one great-great-granddaughter, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial Mass to be held at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Park Falls, Monday, November 20th, 11 a.m. Father Sajay Pazukathara will officiate. Visitation held at the church on Monday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Bernice M. Watland, age 100, Park Falls. Irvin H. Engel, age 97, of Butternut, passed away peacefully on November 10th with his daughter by his side. He is survived by his six children, Perry Engel of Plover, Wisconsin, Doug Engel of Bourne, Texas, by Dawn Engel of Park Falls, by Craig Engel of Bourne, Texas, and by Cindy Engel of South Lake, Texas, and by Scott Engel of Saratoga Springs, Utah. Survived also by 14 grandchildren, by four great-grandchildren, by his brother, Donald Engel of Fort Atkinson, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A private family service will be held. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Irvin H. Engel, age 97, Butternut.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
At the Home Depot, we have all kinds of trees, but the one thing they have in common is they were all made for joy. Like the 7.5-foot Jackson Noble Fir Artificial Christmas Tree for only $2.99. It easily clicks into place and comes to life with 1,200 color-changing lights and 8 different remote control settings. When you buy your tree at the Home Depot, not only will you get more out of it, you'll be able to put more under it. Bring home joy with your perfect tree from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 59 degrees. South winds become breezy, increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Slight chance for rain and snow, mainly before midnight. Lows falling to the middle 20s. Winds turn to the northwest, 10 to 15. Higher gusts remain possible. Friday, sunshine develops, but colder as highs make it into the middle 30s. Winds remain northwest, 5 to 15. Higher gusts still possible. And then Friday night, clear to partly cloudy and lows drop to 24. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 46.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and copays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
If you're interested in a rewarding career with a strong Wisconsin company, Rural Mutual Insurance is looking to add to their growing team of successful employees and agents. Apply online today at ruralmutual.com/careers.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
With SRN Sports, I'm Andrew Stewart. In the NBA, the Phoenix Suns get one of their key players back and coast to a big win over the red-hot Minnesota Timberwolves.
Kevin Durant and Devin Booker each scored 31 points as the Suns snapped a two-game skid with a 133-115 victory over the Timberwolves, ending Minnesota's seven-game winning streak. Booker says it was nice to be back in action after missing 5 games with a calf injury.
It's always nice just playing. Trying to put my inputs in from the bench, you know, gets old after a while, and, you know, I just want to get out there and, you know, compete with the team.
Karl Anthony Towns had 25 to lead the T-Wolves, who fall to 8-3. The Suns are now 5-6. George Tanner, Phoenix.
Other NBA winners last night include Dallas, Boston, Milwaukee, New York, and Orlando. This is SRN Sports. Major League Baseball reveals the winners of its top pitching awards.
Gerrit Cole was a unanimous winner of his first American League Cy Young Award, and Blake Snell took the NL honor in becoming the seventh hurler to earn baseball's top pitching prize in both leagues. After coming close several times before, Cole finally finished on top following an outstanding season for the New York Yankees. He became the sixth Yankees winner and first since Roger Clemens in 2001. Snell was the National League winner after leading the majors with a 2.25 ERA for the San Diego Padres. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaum.
Also in baseball, team owners set to vote on the proposed relocation of the Oakland A's to Las Vegas at the end of their league-wide meeting today. Winners on the ice last night, Philadelphia, Edmonton in overtime, Colorado, and Vancouver in overtime. With sports, I'm Andrew Stewart.
Bucks beat the Raptors without Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks got the win over the Raptors last night in Toronto, the final 128-112, and they did it with Giannis out with soreness in a calf muscle. No problem. Damian Lillard had 37 points. Brooke Lopez.
You know, he's a one-man offense. Absolutely got us going on that end. And that's something we really need to continue working on. He's going to be such a huge part of that.
The WIAA State High School Football Tournament kicks off today in Madison. Games today and tomorrow. The school with the most state titles is St. Mary Springs in Fond du Lac. They've got 9 state titles. Kimberly Stratford have 8. College football. After beating Wisconsin and Madison last weekend, Northwestern names interim head coach Dave Braun the Wildcats' new head coach. Braun, age 38, was hired as their defensive coordinator just 10 months ago. Former Badgers head coach Paul Chryst was a potential candidate. Meanwhile, the Badgers will host Nebraska this Saturday night. The kickoff at 6:30. And that's a look at sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
And local sports note, we've got high school action tonight. Doubleheader action. We're going to have Phillips at Prentice Girls Hoops at 7:15 tonight. That'll be right here on 98Q, 98QCountry.com. And also tonight, Rib Lake will be in Park Falls to take on the Shawamigan Girls, 7:15. We'll have that game for you on 103.1. Both of those games on your app, on your phone, at the Civic Media app. Just download from your app store the Civic Media app. And both 98Q and 103.1 are streaming right there. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
I think the biggest thing at my family parties is deciding what we're going to do with the plastic forks. You know what I mean? Are we keeping the forks? Are we going to keep the forks? Because you can wash them. You wash them and you use them again. Okay, so we're going to throw the cups, but we're keeping the forks. We're going to keep them. Because you can wash them. And you can tell how old you are based on how you feel about the forks. Because when I was younger, I was like, throw the forks. Who cares? We'll get more. On behalf of the entire kitty table, we say, the forks.
We'd like to apologize for this morning's attitude problem. We thought somebody brought in fresh pumpkin muffins, and it turned out to be one of those stupid scented candles instead. We should be done sulking about it by the time we come back.
Brand new country.
Between a rock and a
taking my time, never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I hope you don't think it's a little bit crazy saying this all so soon, but baby, it's the right time. Knew it from the first time that I laid eyes on you. It's okay, let them say what they want. They might think I should wait, but I don't. No, I don't want to waste a minute. Girl, I want you in single part of my world. So take my hand. Anybody think might ever be talking like this, yeah. But I can see my future in your eyes tonight and taste forever on your lips. I'm like, hold up a minute, don't go. Ain't no way I can take this slow. So go ahead and tell me I'm out of my mind. Oh baby, just tell me yes. And take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, take taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. Take my days, baby, take my nights. Go and take the rest of my life. Oh, cause I don't wanna wait no more. Take my name and make it yours. Make it yours. Oh, cause I don't wanna wait no more. Take my name and make it yours.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
It's been a wreck, me, we, 60 plus from dawn to dusk in the red dirt heat, busting it up for a couple of bucks, but it ain't no thing, just another day till I'm on my way to them cool. Sheets and you and me working on the night shift, baby, dying for your touch like crazy, racking up the overtime hours, loving how we're working on the night shift, baby. Gonna rock it right, no need to talk, I know what you want and what I do too, yeah, I love how you leave on the lights, not a thing between you and me, and it feels so nice when you and I are working on the night shift, baby, dying for your touch like crazy, racking up the overtime hours, loving how we're working on the night shift, baby.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
It's a first sip of coffee in a quiet house. It's These are the glory days.
Gabby Barrett with Glory Days at 98Q Country. And a good Thursday to you. It's 7:31 and we've got temperatures rising to about 60 today. That wind will be picking up and it'll be quite a mixture of weather here today. We're waking up to 44. I guess we'll call it 46 now. We may or may not get to that 60-degree mark today, but at some point the wind is picking up today, going to be very breezy. That's bringing in a cold front. And we're going to see those temperatures go from 60 midday, and by the time we get to midnight tonight, we'll be at 30, 32, 33 degrees, and maybe even some light precipitation. So in the form of light rain or light snow. So we're going to go from a summer-like feel about noon today to a winter-like feel by midnight. That's just what we do. It's what we do here, right? It's what we do. We have all the news and sports on the half hour now on the morning show from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. So we give you the information you need to get your day off and moving. Deer Hunters Roundup. We're excited to get that rolling this weekend. Got a special show called The Hunt Is On. We'll have that on Friday night. We got the Bucks on till 9, and then the hunt is on from 9 to 11 on Friday night. It won't be me. It's just more of a statewide. There's some stand-up comedians and all kinds of stuff. So it'll be good stuff. And it's brought to you, Friday night show is brought to you by the Big Dipper, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Northwood Supper Club, Seed and Feed in Fifield by Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, by Wildwood's Taxidermy Studio in Fifield, Oh Deer Nutrition by Ridge Runners and Essential Shooting Supplies of Park Falls. All those businesses bringing you the hunt is on Friday night, 9 to 11. Then we'll begin our regular Deer Hunters Roundup show on Saturday from 4 to 7 because we got Bucks again on Saturday night. So a little bit earlier and a little bit longer for the show. Thank you to our Deer Hunters Roundup title sponsors this year, the Big Dipper, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Wildwood's Taxidermy Studios, and Essential Shooting Supplies. They are our title sponsors, some of our big buck sponsors, Seed and Feed in Fifield, Northwood's Realty and Property Management, along with Park Falls Building and Hardware. And some of our other wonderful sponsors of the show include Tom Miller Electric, MasterCare Lawn, and Lawn and Plowing Services, Northwood Supper Club, CNR Power Sports, Ross's Sports Shop, Park Falls Family Restaurant, Phillips Service Center, Warga Auto and Truck Center, along with Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Forward Insurance, Forward Investments, Northern Lights Inn, and The Lane. They got those golf simulators in there now, so you can have a little fun over the deer hunting season maybe with some golf. Yeah, I mean, you could finally pair up deer hunting and golf together. Wonderful. Great Northern Motel in the Wolf's Den in Mercer, along with Oh Deer Nutrition, and also Ridge Runners and Butternut. All our sponsors, and all of those sponsors all give prizes that we give away too. So there's tons of prizes that we have, and we'll get more into detail on that as the show moves closer here. Let's get our news update here, news updates and sports update on the half hour here throughout the morning show.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. In Washington, a late-night vote averting a government shutdown. The Senate overwhelmingly approving the House's short-term spending bill, funding the federal government into the new year, with no wait this time for Israel and Ukraine. Violent clashes in Washington at the Democratic National Committee headquarters. A massive protest late last night calling for an Israel-Hamas ceasefire. Some members of Congress had to be evacuated, including California Congressman Brad Sherman.
Neither side, neither the right nor the left, should engage in criminal behavior, attack police, or even disrupt other people's meetings.
Six officers hurt, one arrest made so far. The Israeli military says its soldiers are still inside Gaza's largest hospital, the Al-Shifa Medical Facility, finding weapons, body armor, and other evidence that they say proves it was serving as a Hamas command center. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is lifting lockdowns at state prisons in Waupun and Green Bay. Inmates have been confined to their cells for months because of safety worries and not enough guards. Inmates will soon get access to more prison programs, and some inmates in Waupun will be moved out. The governor says he's also keen on hiring more guards. Starting pay for those jobs went up to $33 an hour in the new state budget. More young people are taking part in Wisconsin's registered apprenticeship program than ever before. The paid training program combines on-the-job learning and education from technical colleges and private training centers. More than 16,000 apprentices are taking part. That's the highest number in the program's 112 years. Workforce development officials say the program is a way to bring job seekers and employers together. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
This is a friendly reminder that winter parking restrictions begin on November 1st. From October 25th to October 31st, officers will be placing reminder notices on any vehicles parked on city streets that would be in violation of this ordinance on or after November 1st. We hope the reminders will encourage everyone to start parking off-street now to form a habit and avoid the issuance of a citation on or after November 1st. Please call the department if you have any questions.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Jordan Love says the Packers are getting better. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers back at practice, although the team has lost four of their last five games. Quarterback Jordan Love says the offense is getting better thanks to receivers like rookie Jaden Reed.
He's not thinking. He knows what he's doing. He knows where he needs to get to and doing some good things after the catch.
The Packers host the Chargers on Sunday. The WIAA State High School Football Championships are today and tomorrow at Camp Randall in Madison. Divisions 4 through 7 today, 1 through 3 tomorrow. Baseball, the Brewers introducing Pat Murphy as the new manager. Players like Christian Yelich supporting the hire. NBA, the last time the Bucks played in Toronto, they got blown out. Last night, they returned the favor with a 128-112 victory over the Raptors, and they did it with Giannis out with a sore calf muscle. Damian Lillard led Milwaukee with 37 points. The Bucks' Brooke Lopez.
You know, he did a great job leading us offensively, making sure everyone was in their spots, getting people involved, being himself.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
If you're like me, age 65 or older, congratulations. By today's standards, we shouldn't be alive. We didn't wear bike helmets. We drank from the hose. We played outside all day and got cut up and broke bones. We rode in cars that didn't have seatbelts, let alone airbags. We did things that people today wouldn't dream of. But that doesn't mean we're invincible. These days, we have doctor appointments, multiple medications, and chronic conditions to manage. That's why there's Teladoc Health. Teladoc Health brings together all of your health care into one program, including everything from primary care to chronic care management. We even have coaches to help you with diabetes, hypertension, and weight management. And for non-emergencies, someone is always available to speak with at any time during the day or night, no matter what your health issue is. Teladoc Health offers everything needed to live healthier ever after. Learn more at TeladocHealth.com. That's TeladocHealth.com.
98Q Country is your home for sports play-by-play. The Bucks.
It's been a 50-year journey. Wisconsin, we've got a room at the top of the world tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions.
The Brewers. Loggers.
He gets a snap, drops back, fires. He's got his man, and he's got a touchdown.
Jawamigan Screaming Eagles.
He bounces off his guy to the left. He's able to take it all the way down the hill. Then he goes right. He just absolutely torches the defense for a touchdown.
Sports play-by-play on 98Q and 98QCountry.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 59 degrees. South winds become breezy, increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Slight chance for rain and snow, mainly before midnight. Lows falling to the middle 20s. Winds turn to the northwest, 10 to 15. Higher gusts remain possible. Friday, sunshine develops, but colder as highs make it into the middle 30s. Winds remain northwest, 5 to 15. Higher gusts still possible. And then Friday night, clear to partly cloudy and lows drop to 24. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 46.
7:41. Let's chat about what's going on in our Shawamigan schools as we do each Thursday. District Administrator Kyle Cronin, nice enough to join us. Kyle, happy summer. Nice mild morning out there for you today.
Yeah, very mild. Yeah. I'm not even wearing a jacket.
You don't even have
here.
A coat on November the 16th. He walks in with no coat on.
Not swimsuit weather, though.
Not swimsuit weather. Not quite yet.
Not unless you're in the indoor pool at the school.
Well, then.
Then come on down and join it. We had a great, kind of a grand reopening party last Friday.
Nice.
A great, great event. And the pool is open before school and after school each day. So, and you can go to our website and find out more about the pool. But, we gave it a paint job inside the area, cleaned it up, got rid of that 1980 tan yellow paint and
perked it up a little bit. You bet. All right.
So, we've got, Joel, I was thinking this week, the kids and the staff really could use?
Thanksgiving break.
You know what? We decided we're going to be really good to everybody starting next Wednesday. They don't have school for a couple of days.
There you go. So give early Christmas presents.
Early Christmas presents. So
right.
We've got Thanksgiving break next Wednesday. It starts. And, hopefully the kids and the families can enjoy some time together, maybe a bit of turkey, a little deer hunting, all those things that happen.
You bet.
And then after the break, we come back and we have on December 1st or 2nd and 3rd, we have our Madrigal dinner up at the school. You can call the high school office to inquire more or to purchase tickets. Again, that's December 2nd and 3rd. Speaking of music, you know what else is happening this year, Joel?
Christmas concerts?
Well, we got those coming up. I'm not quite ready to talk to those. But, wouldn't it be fun to see, Mickey Mouse or Goofy marching along with a band?
That would be fun, yeah.
So we're going to have a bunch of kids going down to...
This is the year.
This is the year. We had our band trip, and they are leaving next week for Florida. And they'll be performing in Disney World at 8:25 a.m. on Tuesday, November 21st. So the kids are really excited about that. And, little opportunity to see Mickey and
So Tuesday, December 21st?
Or no, November 21st.
November
I'm sorry.
21st.
I misspoke.
Okay.
Sorry.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry. November. Oh, you said November. So they're leaving here real soon. They're going.
They're going. Leaving this weekend.
How much fun. And they do that every 4 years, right?
Yeah.
So if you're in band the 4 years, you're going to go.
You're
going to go 1 year.
At some point, you're going to
cool.
go.
So. All right. Well, good luck. Safe travels to all.
If you happen to stop up at Shawamigan North Campus on Friday, and if you were doing good in school, Joel,
all right,
you could have a pizza for perfection party for all of our students with those honors, the 3.5 or higher GPA. So we've got that going on. There is still quite a bit going on. We are really excited for the fall to be winding down, and now the sports season winding up again. So
we
the
had
fall
a game already on
down.
Tuesday. We got another one tonight.
Yeah, and the girls walked away with a win against Mercer on Tuesday, and then they are again in action tonight versus Rib Lake. And folks can come on down to the school. JV action starting at 5:45, and the varsity at 7:15 p.m. And again, that's Rib Lake tonight. So Coach Ernst is. Really working to get the girls motivated, and they were off to a good start on Tuesday night. We have our middle school basketball is going to be over at AVW playing the AVW Muskies. I could sing the school song. I was an AVW Muskie back in the
Muskie,
day.
All
I was
right.
a Muskie. So they play them next week on the 20th. So on Monday night, they play the Muskies over at AVW. Okay. Our girls basketball team, again, in action on Friday night at Phillips. So a lot of conference action early on here.
Yeah, yeah.
And our boys in action next week on the 21st versus Ladysmith. And then hockey on the 28th versus Siren. So we're starting to get all these sports. Wrestling on the 30th at Athens. So we got the sports season coming hard now, too. But we're not going to talk next week, but I hope you're enjoying some Thanksgiving, Joel.
You too. Thank you, Kyle. Kyle Cronin, District Administrator for the Shawamigan Schools. Check out all the school information on their website. It's a great website, CSDK12. That's Shawamigan School District, K-12, CSDK12. .net. We will have high school basketball for you tonight. We've got Rib Lake and Shawamigan. We'll have that game for you on 103.1 and streaming on the Civic Media app on your phone. And then we got Phillips Apprentice Girls tonight right here at 7:15 with Jeff Hakenen. And again, that game right here, 98qcountry.com. And loggers will also be on that Civic Media app too. If you haven't downloaded the app, I encourage you to do that on your Android or iPhone. Just go to your Play Store, search for Civic Media, and you go in there and you'll have 98Q and 103.1 available on your phone all the time. The only thing we don't stream, Packers, Brewers, Bucks, those professional sports teams, they like to make their own money on their websites streaming-wise, so they don't let us do that stuff. We've got a big event coming up this Saturday. It's a chili and chicken soup supper, and that's happening at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church in Catawba. That'll be 5:30 to 7:30 going on Saturday. Free will offering, and they'll be doing a bake sale with that big event, too.
Introducing...
Hi, folks, this is Keith Evans. Maybe I can take the blue out
of your brown eyes, baby. You know, I don't know, it just makes me feel good. It's all you, no lie, baby. You're the only girl in my... It's my station.
It's my station.
98Q Country.
To a dashboard singing R.E.M. under summer stars. Never lean back on a jet black Chevy blowing smoke rings in the dark. You don't wanna be a rumor girl, and I feel just the same. Yeah, I know that you don't know me well, but we can make that change.
your classics. Your country. 98 Q Country.
Mitchell Tenpenny there, and we got history at 98Q Country at 7:54. Today is the Great American Smokeout Today. American Cancer Society and the Great American Smokeout Today, encouraging those to consider. And we have much like the injury list for football. You know, when you go into a football game, you got those that are listed as out or injured or doubtful. We have that same type of list for the Great American Smokeout. And Willie Nelson listed as doubtful for the Great American Smokeout. Just saying. Today's a day to enjoy fast food. It is National Fast Food Day today. Really? Do we really need this? Really? I don't think we really need a day. We got the whole year, and we do it pretty well. And National Fast Food Day will be followed up tomorrow with National EKG Day. So
there's a whole lot more. Brand new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I don't have the only woman who believed in me religiously.
Always first with new music.
98Q Country.
You roll those EKG machines right into the fast food restaurant. Might be a good idea. Maybe as you exit. The news to come. Birthdays, anniversaries at 8:30. It's a Thursday. It's a beautiful start to the day.
A pair of boots and a sack of